This is Kyle with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Kyle. This is Mark Battle. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. How about yourself?
Good. I just got your email here a few minutes ago. I guess you wanted to put some money on the street?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. You got a need for some?
Well, there's a very good chance. We're looking at buying some electronic test equipment for a project that we have with Google. So your email might be good timing.
Okay.
What are your rates?
Well, you know, a couple different programs we over here. It kind of all depends on what you're looking to do. So sounds like you're looking at some equipment, right?
Yeah, some fiber optic splicing and testing equipment for a contract that we have, a 5-year contract that we have with Google.
Okay. 5-year contract we have with Google. That's a pretty cool there. Are you like building them a building, or how's that working out?
We're building their fiber optic network.
Okay, in one of their current buildings then, or?
No, all over the city of Atlanta.
Oh, throughout the city of Atlanta. Okay, wow, that's a pretty huge job then. So no wonder it's a 5-year contract.
It's going to be pretty significant.
It's going to be pretty significant. Yeah, definitely sounds like it. Alrighty. So do you have any of that equipment already, or is that kind of all new that you're kind of adding to get this job done?
It's going to be all new electronics to get this job done.
Okay. And it's actually used to install the electronics, or what's that?
It's used to test the fiber optic cable.
Okay, use to test it. Alrighty, so are you going to have to like bring anybody new on to operate the testing equipment, or
we have all the technicians, just the latest and greatest technology that they're looking at.
Okay, so you just got to get the new tools to get it going, since it's the newest stuff around.
Right.
All right, makes sense there. When do you think you might need it by?
Man, I'm getting ready to start ordering some of the stuff now.
Oh wow! So coming right up.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, and you've probably been thinking about getting this stuff for quite a while now, since you guys have been flying out the job and whatnot, right? Alrighty.
Yep.
You're looking new equipment. Are you looking? Do you maybe have a quote or an invoice yet?
I'm working on it right now.
Working on it right now. What about a ballpark?
Are we pre-approved already?
Yes, you are.
What I'm understanding.
Yeah, you are pre-approved with us already, based off some past financing you had done with a bank in our network. For about $250K or so.
Okay, all right. What bank is that?
I actually do not have your file up here in front of me anymore, since I just called you. So I couldn't tell you right off the top of my head. If I'll try to pull you up here while we're talking and see if I can let you know. But it might have been for some equipment you had done a while back, or possibly a line of credit. What's your expected?
Now, you have lines of credit as well for working capital?
Yes, we do. But we offer both equipment financing and working capital.
Is that unsecured?
Yeah, we have both unsecured and secured loans, but we do a lot of unsecured work here as well. So if you're looking for unsecured, that's our working capital probably work out well for you.
Let me ask you this: could I do about 100 for this equipment, and then about 150 with an unsecured line?
Most definitely, that's something we could offer. What did you do in gross annual sales last year?
About 30 plus million.
Oh yeah, then that would be no problem at all for you there to get both of that handled. How would you rate your credit possibly?
What's that?
How would you rate your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in between?
Personally or corporate, company wide?
Both.
Good. Or average company wise. And perfect personal-wise.
Okay, then, you know, that's looking really good then. Alrighty, do you have, like, a certain vendor you're going through for this fiber optic?
Yes, I do. I can get that information as soon as I get to my office.
Okay, the equipment's going to be around $100,000 you're thinking?
Yes, There's five units that around $20,000 a piece.
Five units around $20,000 a piece. All right, and are those units all like the same thing, or they do
yes,
operate
they're
different?
They're all the same thing. They're all
okay.
The same thing.
Alrighty. So, have you taken a look for financing anywhere else, or did I kind of just hit you at the right time here?
I have not. You just hit me at the right time. If
well,
you
perfect.
Can make this painless, easy, you know, and at a good rate, I'll consider this.
Okay.
I mean, you just hit this the right time. I got to be honest with you. Okay.
Okay. No, of course I understand that. You know, and we are here to. Get you, you know, get all the work done for you. You know, we're not going to have you jump through a whole bunch of hoops like a bank would. We're here to kind of go through all those hoops for you and kind of just see what you want and place you in the right program there. So the project, then, how long is it going to take you this complete 5 years to get finished, or how's that looking?
Yeah, it's a maintenance project that I'm going to be, you know, maintaining their network for 5 years. So whatever
okay.
I do, I'd like to stretch this out over 5 years. For the life
okay.
of the contract.
Yeah, that's something we can really do.
You know, a 60-month term.
Okay, yeah, we are relationship bank, and we really pride ourselves off that. So, you know, trying to earn repeat customers and gain your business a second time or multiple times to definitely be something we're trying to do. So
what I'd be looking at is basically 100 for the equipment, and basically 150 against. You know, for an unsecured working capital loan to start this contract up.
Okay. And for your working capital there, what would you be needing that for, just like miscellaneous, tools or payroll?
Just payroll, startup cost.
Payroll, startup costs. All righty. Yeah, no worries there. We could. That's definitely something we can help you out with, and it is unsecured, like you were asking for. So, how many people are you going to be having on this contract to work and then do the maintenance? You think of your employees?
It could be hundreds as this thing gets kicked off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The value of this thing is pretty much unknown at this point.
Yeah, sounds like it. Working with Google, that's a, pretty big job. That's pretty cool
yep.
that you're able to land that one. So did you just get this contract then?
Yes. And
yeah.
Actually, we're actually starting it today.
You're actually starting it today? Okay, so first day checking it out and getting the feel for it then and whatnot, huh?
Yeah, we're just picking up all the inventory and stuff that we've, got to have for the contract right now.
Okay, and what kind of inventory are you looking at there besides this fiber optic equipment?
Well, no, they're supplying the inventory. We just got to go pick it up and get it in our warehouse.
Oh, okay. Right on there. Yeah, so the capital, how that works, we based off of your sales over here. So like I said, it really wasn't a big deal to get you, what you're asking for, especially with your credit and whatnot. But let me ask you this: how soon would you like be looking at the capital and the equipment both at the same time, or would you want like one before the other?
Both at the same time.
Both at the same time. Already, and you did already look into that equipment. Then it sounds like, and have you worked with the vendor you're looking at before? Or?
Yeah, well, my purchasing department is working with the vendor right now.
Okay, and then would that be the first time you'd worked with them, or is that a multiple
yes,
times?
Yes,
pretty good relationship.
Well, it's Google's vendor. They just turned them over to us.
Oh, it's okay. Google's vendor. They just so they're setting you up with the right equipment and what they want. You kind of
yep, exactly. It's specified equipment. Is what it is.
Specified equipment. Okay. So yeah, that sounds great. Then well. Let me tell you this, what I can do for you here is, we do have a bunch of different programs, but from the sound of it, you will qualify for some of our best ones here based off of your sales and, from what you've told me about your credit and whatnot. But, there are a few more information I got to gather about you and the business to kind of see how the current health of the business is and whatnot, just to see that on paper. And then after we do that, we can really get you some hard numbers. And the cool thing about us over here is we can do that within 24 hours. So if you got me something by the end of today, I'd be able to like let you know your approval tomorrow or so. Or
Won't you email me and tell me what you're looking for? Okay.
All right, what's a good email for you over there?
mlbattle@worldfiber.com.
mlbattle@worldfiber.com?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I just see your email right here, but I actually had mbattle. Okay. Yeah, and then what was the name of your business again real quick, just so I can pull up your file here?
World Fiber Technologies.
Alrighty. Well, yeah. We can definitely get. I'll shoot you over that email right now, and it's really just gonna have our one-page application, and we'll probably also need your 6 months of most recent bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Tell me
what you're looking for.
Yeah, I'll send all that stuff over in the email. When do you think you might be able to have it back over to me by?
I'll have to get back with you. I'm en route right now to go get my driver's license renewed. So okay. I'll start working on it when I get back this afternoon.
Okay, great. Well, I'll shoot over that email right now, and it'll have the short list of documents I need along with the application. And okay. I will follow up with you around the same time tomorrow if I don't hear back from you this afternoon.
Okay, very good.
All righty, well, great talking. Thank you. We'll get you all set up over here.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.